Have you ever wondered what was the purpose and the meaning of life? I mean, why is it that I exist and what's the purpose of my life? I used to think that. I used to wonder, why does God have me here? And then I realized that the one thing I was missing is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And one day, I found Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're in Luke chapter 19, and we're dealing with a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a man of short stature. He was a tax collector, but we find that he gained his money dishonestly by cheating the people. In fact, in Luke chapter 19, it says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature." Now, what do we know about Zacchaeus? Well, we know that he's a tax collector. We know that he was a cheat. He was a liar. He was a deceiver. He took advantage of good people. And he was a crook. All of this is true. But Jesus saw something past all of that. What was it that Jesus saw? Zacchaeus was a soul that was in need of salvation. My friend, I don't care how good you are, how bad you are, I want you to realize that every person is in need of salvation. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's why Jesus came and died on the cross and gave his life so that you and I and everyone that will say yes to Jesus can be saved by the glorious power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus, not only was he in need of salvation, but Zacchaeus was also empty on the inside. He was searching as well. Maybe you can identify. Maybe right now you're there, you're empty inside. You wonder, what is life all about? What is the purpose of my existence? You know what, my friend? I used to think that. And I wondered, what was life all about? I would go to work. I'd work all day. I'd come home. I'd cook myself dinner. I'd clean my dishes and watch a few movies and go to bed. Get up and do the same thing over and over and over and over again. And I kept asking myself, what is the meaning of life? What is the purpose of life? Why am I here? Is this all there is to it? Just to work, clean my dishes, watch a few movies, and go to bed? No, my friend, God has a purpose and a plan for you. Number one, this is the plan of God, that you be saved by the glorious power of Jesus Christ, that your sins be forgiven. You know what Zacchaeus, he was seeking out to see who Jesus was. You know why? Because he was searching. There are people that are searching today, but my friend, some of them are going the wrong direction and they're finding a false religion that brings no life, no power, no salvation, no deliverance. They're just rules and regulations. It gives them something to do and something to think about, something to read, some place to go, but it doesn't set them free. The only way we can be set free is through the blood of Christ. That's the only way. Jesus came to set the captive free. I was one of those people that were in bondage. I was one of those people that were bound. But thank God Jesus passed through Jericho one day. In other words, he passed through my life. And I sought to see who he was. And then I realized that what I needed most of all and what I was missing in my life was Jesus. I asked him to come into my heart. He saved my soul and filled me with his love and with his grace. And the same Jesus that set me free is the same Jesus that can set you free. My friend, you don't have to go searching all over the place to try to find the meaning and the purpose of life. It's right here. His name is Jesus, and he has come to save your soul. And I want you to know he loves you with an abundance of love, more than we can ever comprehend.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.